Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and today I want to do something different. Today, I want you to masturbate with me. Not only with me, but the exact same way. Everyone has always wondered what it was like to be a boy or a girl for the day. To swap your pussy with a dick, or a dick with your pussy. Most people don't know or seem to forget that guys do kind of have a pussy of sorts, and it can make them come just like a girl's pussy. Penetration only and pure G-spot pleasure, except it's not a G-spot, it's a P-spot. Before you get all offended saying, "No way, that's not me, I'm straight," just shut the fuck up and listen, okay? The male body was made this way, made to have that pleasure spot right inside the ass. Getting pleasure from that spot doesn't matter, it doesn't label you. And even if it was, who the fuck cares? Don't you want to come so hard you can't even see straight? Don't you want to see what it's like to come as hard as a girl? So, just sit back and follow my instructions exactly. I promise I will be gentle, and I promise you, you will love how it feels, given enough time, patience, and practice. First things first, you need to be clean. Go look up how to prep yourself for anal play and come back when you are fresh and clean. Maybe I'll link it in this post. Next, you will need lube and something to hit your prostate, or G-spot if you're a girl who wants to join in. I recommend a good G-spot or P-spot vibe. A sex toy, honestly. Something that is made for this. A lot of men get crazy with vibrations, but in my experience, a nice average to slightly above average dildo is the best way to get a man to blow. I said lube already, but I will say it again. Lube, and plenty of it. There are so many kinds, but coconut oil does wonders for anal play, and I prefer water-based lubes that are not super thick, but not too thin either. This is purely personal preference, but lube is a must. Now, without further ado, get onto your back. Let's start with some nice touching. Just explaining all of this has me hot and bothered and wet. I love the idea of getting a man to open his mind and experience one of life's greatest pleasures, and it's free. Start by doing what gets you excited. Stroke your cock. Rub your clit, if you have one. Pinch your nipples. The goal will be to come hands-free, but getting aroused and edging with hands is the easiest way to get there sometimes. Stroke that cock until you are leaking pre-cum for me, and then hands off. Good boy. Now, let's get a little lube on your finger. I recommend using a different hand than the one you stroke with, but you do you. Place that lubed finger right at the entrance and just start rubbing around. Good boy. Now, instead of just diving right in, I want you to find that little spot on your taint and press. Press hard and around your taint until you feel that twinge of pleasure. That is your pee spot. Remember where that spot is. Remember how that muted pleasure feels. Then get a little more lube on your finger and go back to the entrance of your hole. I'm so wet thinking about you all being good boys and girls playing with your holes for me. The next step is to get that finger as deep as it can go, as slowly as you need to, and see if you can find that spot on the inside now. Press that finger up, just as if you were finding a girl's G-spot. Like I just did. Now, take this time to listen and explore inside yourself. I know I'm enjoying it. Get used to that feeling. Find that pleasure spot. You'll know when you find it. If you can't quite reach it, that's okay. That's what your toy is for. But for now, just keep exploring and feeling around with me. Maybe even thrust a finger in and out, or add one if you have a thicker toy at the ready, whatever feels nice. If you're getting soft or bored, you can still stroke your cock a bit, but try to focus on your prostate. It's okay if you get soft here. Okay. Well, I'm ready for a bit more. Get your toy ready. If this is your first time, try it and let all the weird feelings go out. And remember, this is completely natural, healthy, and normal. Society can just go fuck itself, just like you are about to. Sorry, just a little joke to lighten up the mood. Now, when you slide your toy or object in, remember that your prostate is in and up, just like my G-spot. I have a glass sea thing that looks like the Enjoy Pure, which it's like a sea with two balls in the end, and it's supposed to stimulate my G-spot. So I'll be using that for the first time while we do this. This sea thing. Ah.
putting this C thing inside and it's cold. And I don't know how to use it. I guess put it in and out.
I want to say that you can still stroke if you feel the need to, and it can distract you from any uncomfortable feelings.
Oh my God, it's making my legs shake. It's probably hitting my G-spot. It is hitting my G-spot. Oh, fuck. I would say, like, it's not that far in. Let me see how far it is. It's probably 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe 4 to 5 inches in, like, because it's curved.
If it hurts, stop. Don't force anything. Just go nice and slow. Listen to how good it feels for me too while you play.
Also, this C thing has two ends. And I think one side is bigger than the other. Right now I have the small side in. And I'm just moving it in and out. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I could, like... I don't know if I could orgasm with this. We'll see. I mean, I can feel it.
Didn't that feel nice? I told you you would know when you find it. Some of you may be even leaking from this already. If you haven't felt anything crazy amazing, that's okay too. Just keep trying. You might not even come from just anal today, and that's okay too. But I promise, you can. And if you keep trying, you will. Practice always makes perfect. Now, make sure you're trying all the methods of massaging that spot. Up and down, side to side. Maybe even just poking it or circles. But whatever feels best out of all of these, I want you to stick with it. Keep going in and out, around or up and down, over that spot. It feels delicious in my pussy. I don't know about all of you, but I love it. And now, try to go a little faster. Now I'm going to play with myself and make some comments. I want you to do what feels right. If you have to touch yourself, that's okay. Try not to if you can. Play around with the speed, with pushing around or against the toy in all different directions. Let's just play around for a bit and see what happens for all of you. And of me, of course. I'm just gonna turn on the vibration without syncing it to my phone. So, my legs are spread apart. One leg is up, one leg is down, but my knees are bent. I have the clit sucker on my clit. It's just on the regular vibration. Once you find a groove for yourself, don't be afraid to play around with the vibrations. If you have a toy that does that, I'm just gonna do this until I get wet. So I'm just gonna, I've straightened my legs. I'm just gonna, my eyes are closed. You might prefer pulsing for prostate play, from what I hear.
Masturbate lately. I just want to get fucked. By a cop. It's so bad. Putting this anal plug in will be checking off something off my list.
Okay. I'm getting close. I don't know about you all. If you need to go back and play around more while you listen, go for it. But I'm close, everyone. Let's find that groove that feels best. If you haven't gotten close, maybe jerk yourself until you're at the edge. Well, your toy is inside of you, and see if you can come without touching at the very end.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting close.
Okay, I'm getting there, guys. So okay. Doesn't that feel so much better than what you've been all doing all this whole time? Don't you feel a little bit silly for denying yourself this amazing feeling because of being worried about what people might think? That will never find out about this, and probably wouldn't even care if they really loved you. Keep trying and keep coming back. I might even do more if there's a good enough response.